The following program has been furnished and paid by Nathan P. Ross, CPA, and KSEV is not responsible for its content or the products or services offered.
Welcome to Be a Planner Show with Nathan P. Ross, CPA, a show that helps you learn how planners can generate significantly more wealth now. Nathan will answer your questions about business or personal finance or on how to increase current cash flows and generate retirement savings to make sure you are on the right path and so much more. Whatever your financial goals, Nathan has the strategies to get you there. And now here's your host, Nathan P. Ross.
Hi there, welcome to the, inaugural plus one show of the Be a Planner Show. I'm glad you could join us today, and we've got several topics. I'm going to try to stay on more of an agenda than perhaps we did last week. I just want to add to the disclaimer on the front end that our producer was happy to read. I wanted to say that, you know, we talk about a lot of things on the radio. We talk about general concepts. And I want to make sure people understand that just because you hear me on the radio, maybe you get an email from me, maybe you go check our website, that doesn't make me your accountant, your lawyer, your financial planner, investment advisor, etc. Think of this as kind of like entertainment, I guess. Certainly not on par with Rush Limbaugh or Chris X in this case, but nonetheless, we do try to tell you things that are accurate. However, I'm amazed at how almost every question under the tax code, the answer is maybe. And then we need to look at your facts and circumstances and try to figure out, okay, well, what fits your specific facts and circumstances. Speaking of, last week we had a call regarding the Solo K or self-directed 401 trust is what I call it, and due to the way the question came in, I didn't really provide much background information, so naturally I had a raft of emails this week that want, you know, more information, and of course I have summary information on our website, which is beaplanner.com. It's BEAPLANNER. And if you'll scroll that first page, we kind of introduce you to the concept of, first, I guess, and most importantly, the concept of tax leverage or tax savings that we can create with assorted strategies for your family so that it allows you to have money or more capital to invest in real estate. And that's kind of at base what we do. It just so happens that the most significant strategy that most of our clients can actually implement is investing in 401 trust, or what we call self-directed 401 trust, what most custodians will refer to as a solo K or Uni-K or single employee benefit plan. There's a number of names. And the reason we like the 401 trust, it allows you to invest essentially where most people's net worth is in their 401 plan at the office. And if you can salvage the 30 to 35% that you would otherwise pay to the IRS, if you can even access those funds, which that's another issue that we understand how to do in many cases where you won't understand you can do it. In other words, if you call your plan administrator and you're 49 years old and you explain, well, gee, you know, I've joined a real estate mentor program, and they have these wonderful private partnership options to go invest in apartments or whatever, you know, office, industrial strips, you know, commercial strips, and I want to access my funds. And they're going to say, well, you know, I'm sorry. The only thing you can do in this context with your 401k plan is maybe some REITs. You may have access to REITs. You may not, which are real estate investment trusts, by the way, Wall Street money, Wall Street projects. But typically you're going to be told you can't get access to your funds. Well, in our world, controlling your money is absolutely the first thing you have to do if you want to affect your retirement savings. And, you know, unfortunately, the historical classic 401k plan has, you know, limited choices that are outside the mainstream of mutual funds, stocks, bonds, index funds, etc. And unfortunately, the returns are somewhat limited compared to what you can do in a private placement. So controlling your money is absolutely the first thing we're trying to do. And we can do it in a fashion where the direct rollover from either an employer 401k or an IRA is not taxed. And then further, the earnings of the self-directed 401 trust are not taxed as you move from investment to investment. And if you look at how much tax you'll pay when you exit one investment and go into the next one, it's significant. You know, you've got ordinary income recapture on some of the depreciation. And I'm going to do a drive-by on this, so forgive me. I got to give you a little bit, as I say at times, I can't just tell you it's 3 o'clock. I need to explain a little bit about how that clock is made. Because even a broken clock, as the expression goes, is right, you know, twice a day. But in any event, you know, the options for you to control your money, there's 3 of them, or actually 4, if you count the 401 trust for both the pre-tax and the Roth component. And by the way, this is laid out on the BeAPlanner.com website, and I show you 3 options there, but the reality is one of them has two prongs, the 401 trust. And essentially, what this strategy consists of at base, and this is true of everything we do, understanding which code section to execute the rest of your investment life under will pay huge dividends. And, you know, when you hear people say, well, gee, you should just cash out your 401 or your IRA so you can control it. Let me tell you something. If you want to pay tax, I got an option for you, and it's within the 401 trust, and it gives you tax-free income and capital the rest of your life. And it takes just as many tax dollars as the rip the Band-Aid off, let's go pay our taxes now approach, so you can, quote, control your money. You can do that without ripping the Band-Aid off, without paying the tax. And by the way, that means you've got about 30% more capital in play the rest of your life. And so in any event, I'm going to pause for a moment. I've got a call, looks like. Patty from Houston, and you've got a question about reverse mortgages. Go ahead, Patty.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
You
I recently joined a real estate investing group, and I heard you speak about the self-directed 401 trust option. But I wanted to know if you could discuss the pros and cons of using a reverse mortgage to increase my investing capital.
Well, you bet. Reverse mortgage, or actually I think my preference, if you're going to do this, would be a HECM, which is H-E-C-M, a home equity conversion loan. And, you know, I know a lot of people, in fact, I may be the only CPA in the world that will tell you that that's an option. And so in most circumstances, and I don't say every circumstance, because, again, just like I mentioned a while ago, the answer is maybe, okay? And I see where Patty's hung up to listen here, so that's okay. I'll try to answer as best I can. If you qualify, number one, which 62, let's just say, is generally the rule. There's some exception, and you don't have a formal, you know, estate plan that might be frustrated by you taking that step, and you understand, as I do, that with investment grade real estate, debt is a good thing. Not a bad thing. It's a good thing, because we don't borrow money to go to Tahiti. You know, we borrow money to put it into income-producing assets without making any guarantees or promises. Here on the air, I'm just going to tell you, I've watched this for 20 years now. I've seen clients routinely earn 10 to 30%. We use 20% on projections that we run. And, you know, I've got illustrations where we should have used 200%. You know, all circumstances, right? It's not every deal, certainly not the mainstream. And, you know, when I hear people on this radio station, in fact, talk about retiring in 5 years or less, or 2.5 years, et cetera, you know, I would suggest to you that has that happened? Yeah, you bet. Is that the average passive investor's experience that joins a particular mentor group? Not unless they've got $1 million or more already, and they define retirement as something other than getting by, as Neil Diamond would say. You know, if you're
1 minute
telling me that, you know, you want to live on $300,000 a year instead of 30, well, okay, that takes a different set of resources. And I think that gets overlooked in all the sales huff we hear on the radio. And you know, we look at math. We love the emotion of the radio show, the emotion of the case study. The reality is, you know, math is what you got to live with the rest of your life. And is the math better? You bet. Does it achieve the lofty goals indicated in the sales pitch? In some cases, it does. But again, in those cases, there's other circumstances that allow that to happen or cause that to happen. But at base, the model is credible. And I know I'm a member or been a member of the largest group in town for 18 years or 16 years, I guess it is. And I'm currently a member of one of the competing platforms. But anyway, so the Heckam, I look at it as a literally a freebie. If you know you're single, you're up in years, there's no heirs that might feel differently, and even if there are heirs, there's other options. You know, you can buy that property back effectively and use the money interest free in the interim. I believe we're coming up on a break, so I'm gonna kind of hesitate right here. And we'll pick up when we come back. And let's talk a little bit more about the Heckam, and then we'll get back into the 401 trust. And if you do have questions, I'm sorry, I should have said this earlier, 281-558-5738 or 281-558-KSEV. You can also email me at nathan@npross.com. We'll pick back up soon.
Want to be a part of the conversation? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. Did you know 76% of Americans are concerned they won't have a secure retirement? BeAPlanner.com shows how private real estate partnerships can increase current cash flow and retirement savings. There are three options to control your 401 and IRAs, but only one will double your retirement lifestyle. BeAPlanner.com or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be A Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross right here on AM 700 KSEV.
Catch Chris X Radio weekdays at 4.
As the Biden administration considers travel restrictions on Americans to states like Florida and California, they halted construction on the border wall and reinstated the illegal alien catch and release program. They'll restrict you while allowing illegals to flood into our country and release them without COVID tests. But don't worry, they'll keep those immoral walls they built around themselves up in D.C.
Chris X Radio, weekdays 4 till 6, right here on The Voice of Texas.
Wasn't nothing but a heartache in the middle of a bad dream. Like I took on the whole world and I never had a chance, girl. Say yes, it does. Say yes, it does.
Well, there's the Neil Diamond song I was referring to, but unfortunately, we're not going to get to that 1 minute and 9 second mark. Who pays attention to that, though, right? But essentially, the line is, but getting by don't mean you're living. And I guess it's in that context that we look at, you know, what do we have to do to retire ourselves? And by retirement, we don't necessarily mean we quit the job, if you like your job, which, you know, I hear a lot of people on the radio, again, make it sound like a job's the most horrible thing in the world. I like what I do. I started my practice at age 25 after I left one of the big firms in town, Arthur Anderson, tax department there. And I feel like I've been retired ever since because I get to choose what and who I work for. And I understand, I do, you know, I was employed there, and I, as much as I loved it, I also got to the point where I didn't want to get out of bed in the morning because I didn't like not having the flexibility I do as self-employed. And by the way, I guess I should mention, I know a lot of my clients know this that watch the show, I have seen tomorrow here in Bangkok, Thailand. The sun did come up today, so you've got that to look forward to. Actually, it's still trying to. And I'm 13 hours ahead of you. So when you go to our website and you schedule a call, if any of you want to do that, yes, those are real hours. I do calls typically in the morning over here, which means I'm fresh and I've had my coffee and you're tired. But, you know, that's of the two of us, that's the way it needs to be. But I take calls or have calls lined up every morning when I get up, and it's actually convenient for a lot of folks that work during the day. But historically, I go back and forth. For those of you that wonder, it is not Hangover 2. You may remember the movie, which was a cute movie. In a way, it was kind of adult in other ways. But, and yes, I know where all those places are. They're in the area where all the great cafes and whatnot are here for us Westerners. We're called Farong, so it's the Farong area. But I've got a wife, an 11-year-old son, and a 5.5-year-old Pomeranian who is actually more human at times than the 11-year-old is, and he runs the household. But anyway, I enjoy being here. I typically would go back and forth every other month, primarily to speak at real estate investor events. And due to COVID, you know, I got caught here, and then it turned into, oh, I want to be here, because out of 70 million people here, unlike you folks in the Houston area or San Antonio, which is where my real estate is, we've had 80 mortalities related to COVID. So I'm in no hurry to go jump on a plane and head back to either Houston or San Antonio. And speaking of which, in San Antonio, I own two multifamily properties. I've got a partner there that's on the ground that is an adult. It's not adult daycare in my case anymore. It used to be when I had you know, bought and sold over 150 single-family properties over there, and yeah, there was a lot of that. But it was still, you know, a good niche to be in. It's just I like the multifamily better, and I'm not necessarily pushing you to go in, you know, do your own IRO or independent operator project. At my age now, I like passive. That's what I'm doing with my self-directed 401. And I think that fits most folks that are over, you know, mid-40s, that would be my guess. Speaking of platforms, and I mentioned earlier, I am a member of the Get Real Wealth or Total Real Wealth program. It's been rebranded as of late, that Steve Davis started just over a year ago. And Steve's approach is somewhat different than the largest program in Houston that I was a member of for so many years. And I would encourage you to check it out. And speaking of traveling, I'll never, and I know this sounds like a small thing, but I'll never forget being on United Airlines. And you can say what you want about United. Their Asian routes have always been pretty good. That said, is there a difference between them and ANA in terms of the flight crew? Yeah, big difference. But in any event, I'll never forget when they were still flying to Bangkok. They stop at Tokyo now, but had a flight attendant that was a comedian, although we didn't realize it probably at the time, but when she came on to announce the meal service, the line was something along the lines, excuse me, that, you know, we have your choice of chicken or beef, which that's pretty standard, and they're both very different. And, of course, you know, we were all expecting delicious. And so I'm going to say the same thing about real estate investor platforms. They may appear to be the same. They're very different. And I would urge you to go to the freebie that each one of them have and see what might appeal to you. Anyway, back to the 401 trust. I was starting to explain, you know, we basically have three options, four if you count the Roth 401 part. And effectively, if you get a chance to visit our website and you scroll down to the bottom, you're going to see an illustration that shows you numerically what each of those options will project for you based on your facts. And I believe the sample I've got out there is a situation where the client or the prospect said, hey, retirement for me is $100,000 after tax, and I'm not going to touch the money once we roll it over for 5 years. I'm going to let it compound, let all the dollars go back into the next deal, and I want to start taking my distributions in the sixth year. And so if you'll notice on that one-page summary, I've got a chart there, chart one, which shows your annual distribution slash cash flow, assuming, you know, we're making some assumptions, and I will acknowledge they're forward-looking, they're all the disclaimer language. This is educational, entertainment, you know, check with your own advisor, use your facts and circumstances. You may achieve different results, different tax rates, et cetera. I'm looking at the forest, and I'm explaining to you that using a 20% average return, this is what you get. And I'll run that for you for free, and you can tell me whatever rates you want to see in there. We'll adjust it to fit your perception of what you're signing up for. But bottom line is, with this set of facts, you see chart one shows you the four options you have, and it shows you each one's annual after-tax cash flow, to where I can pretty much tell you that, hey, based on this scenario, this is when you retire. But this is where you're defining retirement, not some mentor platform. And this is also where we're considering, well, how much do you have now to get started? Because that's a big input here. I know that may seem obvious. Well, you know, I don't hear it referred to very often when we're told we can retire in 5 years. And yes, we may. Again, if you've got the resources, if you've got the ability to pick the projects that have above average returns, that's entirely possible. And I show you here, you know, this gets, you know, there's two options here. Both of them are the 401 trust that gets you up over that $100,000 line in that chart. So in any event, I just wanted to mention that, you know, go look at it, see what you think, and then look at your other options. And your other options are, if you, you know, go to that section of that web, that home page, you'll see you can pay tax now, you can defer the tax until later, which, by the way, the pre-tax 401, which to date has generated typically the option that's best, that will be almost twice as much as the let's pay our tax now outside of the 401 versus inside with a Roth option where we do the rollover and then we pay the conversion tax and truly take the IRS out of the equation for the rest of your life. Not just, we don't just say it when it's really not true. Paying your tax now doesn't get rid of the IRS. It invites a date every 7 to 8 years when you exit these partnerships. And, you know, contrary to what you may hear on the radio or on the podcast, these investments are not tax-free. They probably are tax-deferred, or they are tax-deferred in most cases. Depends on what else you have. But let's just suffice it to say that if you invest $100 and you take out over time, however that is, $101, then you've got tax that you have to consider. And, you know, I know that there's offsets of other passive losses on other deals. There's all that. I guess that's great. I'm just going to focus on the deal you're investing in tomorrow. It's your first deal. Maybe there's not any other deals. And I'm just telling you, is cash flow taxable? No, it's not. In real estate transactions, we get cash flow without having the incidence of taxable income yet. But again, if you get more than a dollar out over what you invested over time or year, then you're going to pay tax. And yes, hopefully maybe you've invested in something else that has some losses. You can marry those up. We're we do all we can to guess at the timing on these transactions when we consult with our clients. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is, it's think of it as tax deferred. You also might ask, well, why don't we invest with our self-directed IRA? Well, that would be great if it didn't cause us to pay tax from the IRA due to the leverage. And you will always have leverage in a real estate investment if you want to make money. That's the only way you really make money, is by having another party that's willing to put up 80% of the capital to acquire that property in exchange for a 3%, 4%, or 5% interest rate. It's a wonderful thing, and that's why we invest in real estate. But what that causes is, once there's taxable income, not cash flow, but once there's taxable income, your IRA will pay tax typically on about 80% of that gain. The trust tax rates that apply at $13,500 in taxable income, you've hit the top 37% tax rate, and that's probably going to go up, would be my guess. So, in any event, not a good option when the self-directed 401 is exempt from the what we call the leverage tax or the UDFI. Sounds like we're coming up on another break. Let's pick up when we get back. Again, if you want to ask me a question, it's 281-558-5738 or 281-558-KSEV.
Got a question for Nathan? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. BeAPlanner.com wants to ask you, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you taxes? Seriously, do you want to work with a planner or a reporter? A planner knows which tax code sections are the best wealth accumulation tools. Less tax, more profit. Learn more at BeAPlanner.com or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be A Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross right here on AM 700 KSEV.
Brookside is all about service. We want your John Deere to be ready to work when you are. Contact one of Brookside's 9 locations now to pick up and maintain your home, farm, and commercial construction equipment. See our service specials at BrooksideUSA.com.
Wicked weekend weather. KSEV has you covered.
And then there's this.
Texas officials confirm Beijing Biden releasing illegal aliens into Texas without testing them for the China virus. Unless you listen to me or Tucker, you didn't know about it. Question is, shouldn't you know about it? That's why we're here. Coming up with the Chris Salcedo Show. Make sure you're here at 7 o'clock right after Lance Roberts on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas.
Okay, welcome back. I guess I wanted to just say one other thing. It occurred to me on the break that I did mention about the HECM option, or the home equity conversion loan. And I guess the reason I probably would say I prefer, although, again, it depends on the provider, the lender, the home equity conversion mortgage has more government involvement, which I guess you can look at that as good news, bad news, but it's a little bit tighter in terms of the marketing, et cetera. But bottom line is, if you've got your home, paid for or significantly, the mortgage is very low, which, it doesn't have to be, but I'm just suggesting, hey, the whole reason to do this is to get money out that you can invest. And of course, the more you can get out, the better. But, I know I've got a client, I don't know Patty's situation, the caller, but, if she's, 65-ish and no heirs, that's a wonderful strategy, because where's that home going to go when she passes away? So why wouldn't you not want to make your retirement richer by adding, depends on the home, but could be as much as $100,000, $200,000 in additional capital. And most of the investment options that you'll see in these platforms are going to involve $50,000 to $100,000 in each partnership. So just to give you an order of magnitude, that's typically what we're looking at. So, you know, again, if you have questions, let me know. I'll do what I can to answer those. I'm not a lender, so obviously I don't have all their criteria, and it's somewhat of a moving target, depending on what else is going on in the world. Speaking of what else is going on in the world, I noticed as I slept, the Senate, without getting too political here, acquitted Donald Trump, and as Chris Christopherson says on some of his intros to songs I've noticed him sing over the years, he inserts the clause, as it should be. I'm going to say the same thing about Trump, and, you know, like him or love him, and again, I may lose some clients, although not likely. Most of my clients feel like I do. You know, we had a remarkable 4 years, and let's just hope he gets rested up and comes back every bit as sharp as he was, and how the guy could do what he does with one hand tied behind his back and getting shot in the butt every day, getting out of bed by the other side, is just remarkable to me. Absolutely remarkable. And I may not like some of his antics. I don't care. Just keep the jobs up, the GDP up. You can fly to a different golf course every day on Air Force One. I don't care. And I hope we all live long enough to see that happen again. Anyway, back to the 401 trust. You know, the one concept that I want to mention, because this is so key for people that go to the free case studies or listen to the podcast and get all excited and then kind of come down to earth when they realize, well, gee, how am I going to find the money to do this? And, you know, am I going to have to pay a bunch of tax? And, you know, if you're over 59 and a half, most employer 401 plans have the ability for you to take your money out prematurely without you having to terminate your job, which if we review just a little bit here, you call your administrator, your plan at work and ask, you know, how can I get access to my money? I want to put it into these above average alternative rate of return alternative investments. And you're going to be told, well, you know, gee, you're 49 years old. We've got these hardship provisions, you know, you can take money out for. And of course, you're going to say, well, no, that's not what I'm talking about. I don't want to give it back. I want to use it. And that's when you're going to say, well, or you're going to hear, well, you know, unless you quit your job or you can somehow fast forward your age, which, you know, of course we can't. You can't do it. And, of course, there is a third way. It was actually a third and a fourth way. The third way is to get a divorce, which that's not going to end up where the assets are going to be passed out in your favor. That's going to get split with your soon-to-be, you know, ex. And so that's not really an option for people that are calling me. And so what we do is we have the ability to execute a post-nup or post-nuptial agreement that involves a repartition of those 401 assets over to the other spouse. So again, happily married, this is what we've decided to do as a couple. And by the way, I don't do that personally. I use legal counsel that does it, and we have an excellent attorney that gets these things done as fast as it can possibly be done. And I mean anywhere from a week to maybe 3 weeks or a month, depending on whether he can get the information he needs out of your plan administrator timely. And there are some plans out there that when you tell them you want a distribution, they say, well, it's 30 days minimum. You know, some of the employee retirement systems of some of the municipal governments. So, you know, we don't control that. But if it's a normal Fidelity, Schwab, Chase Bank administered plan, those can all happen fairly quickly. And it's just a matter of you getting that information into his forms and his processes, and then, you know, he doesn't waste time. And once it is approved by your administrator, you know, my attorney will actually send the draft of what he's going to file with the court to the administrator, just confirming, hey, is this form satisfactory in your arena? Because everybody, or all administrators, are a little bit different. And then once he gets that go-ahead, he submits it to the court, and it's usually within a day or two before he gets back the judicial decree that says, okay, it's approved. We never had one rejected. That's always a possibility. I know, you know, we're not filing in Harris County or Montgomery County. I know of cases where, for instance, in Montgomery County, some of the judges don't think they have the authority to make those decrees. And in Harris County, of course, the docket is clogged, so time's always an issue. And I believe now, if I understand right, Harris County requires separate counsel for each spouse, which that's another impediment. That said, you don't need to worry about that. I guess all the takeaway that I want you to have is, hey, just because you're 49 or 52, that doesn't mean you can't get access to your money in the state of Texas. Now, if you're listening to me from Arkansas or Louisiana, and actually Louisiana might, I believe Louisiana is community property, so it may have the ability. It's not just necessarily every community property state, but that's where we would start, you know, those nine states, because if it's not community property, it's likely not going to happen. But even the community property states, Texas is more liberal in those rules. The judges understand they can do it generally, although, again, there's some that don't. And so, you know, it's a wonderful option if you've drank the Kool-Aid, so to speak, as I have, of multifamily investments, and now you're trying to put your capital together. Moving on, you know, still in the context of the 401 trust, I guess the other thing that, you know, I want to just mention is, you know, there's ongoing, well, first of all, it's a very complicated strategy. In spite of what you may hear the IRA custodians say, oh, you know, the solo K is simple, et cetera. Yes, the version that they provide you, the documents, is simple. But, however, what we do with the provisions that we include, which, again, are all model plan amendments, these are provisions that the DOL, the Department of Labor, which administers ERISA, and, of course, 401s and IRAs fall under ERISA, and then the IRS acquiesces to those rules. So we're not drafting custom language. We're, when we put a plan together for our client to adopt, we're essentially working a puzzle, and we're deciding on, you know, do we want, for instance, in-service distributions, which the answer is yes, check that box. That's probably the single biggest thing that is available with the 401 on a self-directed basis that you will not have in your big company plan. Your big company plan does not want you taking money out in advance of being 59. But for folks that we work with, it's just a given that you want to control your money. And by the way, once we get that out over into a 401 trust for you, you and your spouse are co-trustees. You have the bank account in hand. You decide when, how much, and what you're going to invest in. And yes, all the benefits, the cash flow, the taxable gains, losses, etc., flow back to the trust. This is not a strategy for you to have those monies flow back to you, not on day one. Now, late in the day on day one or on day two, once the funds have cleared, with an in-service distribution provision, you can absolutely say, I want some money. You can pay yourself. You're going to pay tax. And if you're under age 59 and a half, you're going to pay penalty. But it's only on the piece you take out. It's not like back in the beginning when you were rolling $200,000 or $300,000 over, or in my example, $350,000, where you would pay almost $100,000. In fact, in some facts and circumstances, it'd be over $100,000, depending on where you live. You know, it could be in a state like California, where when you lay the $350,000 or whatever your number is, on top of your other income, that you would pay even more. You know, so, you know, that's something to remember. The context of that rate is something that's really sensitive right now with what we think is getting ready to happen with Biden's tax plan. And I will agree that, okay, it's likely there's going to be changes. I would also suggest that congressmen are real estate investors too, okay? So I'm not sure how much we're going to see in terms of that change. I'll also suggest to you that executive actions and legislation being passed are two different things. And, yes, there's some things that can be done with executive action eliminating the step-up in basis or the 1031 tax-free exchange rules, that's probably not going to happen with executive action. Or, boy, if it does, we've opened a huge can of worms. But in any event, those are things that some of our investors will be able to take advantage of. And, again, when you hear the stories on the radio and you hear, well, you know, you can 1031, and then before you die or when you die, your heirs get a step-up in basis. Not exactly true. It is if you're the lead partner or not the lead partner. I'm sorry. It's true if you're an independent owner where it's just you and your spouse that go buy, you know, a 20 to 50-unit apartment building. Okay, you can 1031 that. But if you're joining with 34 other people or 40 other people to go take down a 300 or 400-unit apartment complex, you are likely not going to do a 1031 because that involves everybody or most people in that deal being in agreement that, hey, we don't want our gain now, which for somebody with a 401 trust, we don't care. And in fact, you know, it's even better. I mean, we could have a K-1 that had $10 million on it this year, and that absolutely has zero effect on that 401 trust account owner because you don't pay tax. You get a zero tax rate on current year activity. The only thing you're going to pay tax on is if you took something out this year and you took it out of the pre-tax side of the 401 trust, okay, you're going to pay tax, and if you're under 59.5, you're going to pay a penalty. If you take it out of the Roth side, presuming that you've qualified the Roth, meaning you've had it for 5 years, you're over age 59.5, then it's tax-free. And I know that, again, the mentor programs will tell you, well, you know, you're going to get capital gains the rest of your life if you go ahead and pay the tax now. And my only response to that is, yes, you will, and you're going to get some ordinary income recapture with the capital gain. And if it's significant, which ostensibly it's going to be because you're going to make all that money, quote, unquote, you're also going to be into the net investment income sliver, what we call the Obamacare tax, where you're over $250,000 in income for a year. You pay an additional 3.8%. Versus distributions from the trust, which are not carte blanche included in that Obamacare tax calculation. It's only if you were already there. You already had income of the nature, you know, interest, dividends, capital gains. And then we were laying on another $100,000 in self-directed 401 money that you would get hit with that 3.8% tax, which is not the case with most of the clients I work with. And so, essentially, I could show you projections where the amount of tax that you will pay, even on ordinary income, out of a 401 trust, will be no more than what you're going to pay by, you know, paying tax every 5, 6, 7 years when that tsunami comes as you exit. Less tax or no more tax will be paid if you're doing it in bite-sized chunks because we get the benefit of the brackets. With the capital gains, you don't really get the benefit of the brackets. And again, if you look at what Biden's proposing, if you're over $1 million, there will be no capital gain rate. It'll be the same as your ordinary income. So that becomes a sticking point. And by the way, going back to the option of why don't I just do this with my self-directed IRA, as you'll see on the illustration on my website, the BAPlanner.com website, there's a significant difference between the throughput or the projected value add. If you look at that row on that illustration, you know, it's at least 30% more. And, of course, you know, the difference between that and ripping the Band-Aid off, the option four shown there, is not quite as extreme. Because, again, you're paying almost the same rate of tax that you're going to pay outside the IRA. And the one thing I want to inject into the conversation is, you know, the Roth, if you look at that illustration, you're going to notice that the pre-tax and Roth side of the 401, there's not a – well, I mean, there is a big – what I would call a big difference. It's $600,000 over 30 years on this amount of money, you know, the $350,000, but – you know, as we start, as the rates move up, which I feel pretty certain they're going to, there's a break-even point at some level. I can't tell you what it is in this specific set of facts, but I can tell you that's something that the whole world, well, not the whole world, the whole country, the wealthy in our country especially, are looking at. The Roth conversion is like unbelievable. You know, Google searches are off the chart. Everybody's trying to figure out, hey, should I go ahead and pay tax now at a lower rate, what should be a lower rate, to avoid paying more in the future. And so we are hard at work on what I call zero tax math. You know, this is 401 math. And absolutely, there are strategies for minimizing, if not eliminating, your tax in retirement. And it's harder to do it for real estate investors because real estate investors make a lot of money. But let's just say we can get down to a lower level on the non-income stream related to your real estate. And then if we take some of that and put it into some other strategies, we can absolutely get way below the standard tax rate. And we'll go into that on future shows. Sounds like we're coming up on another break. So we'll pick up just briefly on the backside.
Want to be a part of the conversation? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. Congratulations on your free membership to a real estate mentor program. BeAPlanner.com shows how real estate investments combined with proactive tax planning can generate significant wealth. However, syndication terms for private real estate partnerships are complicated. They help you assess the benefits of ownership from A acquisition to E exit. A planner wants to know what they are signing up for. BeAPlanner.com or tune in each Saturday, 5 p.m. for the Be A Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross on AM 700 KSEV.
Catch Chris X Radio weekdays at 4.
As the Biden administration considers travel restrictions on Americans to states like Florida and California, they halted construction on the border wall and reinstated the illegal alien catch and release program. They'll restrict you while allowing illegals to flood into our country and release them without COVID tests. But don't worry, they'll keep those immoral walls they built around themselves up in D.C.
Chris X Radio, weekdays 4 till 6, right here on The Voice of Texas.
Hi, this is Paul Berlin. Don't touch that dial. My program is coming up very shortly.
Okay, we've got just a few minutes here on this last segment, and I had an email that I want to try to address as quick as I can. The listener is asking about a 1031, and if I understand right, he's asking, you know, when I decide to do a 1031 on a single family property, does the entire sales price go to the exchange agent, the 1031 exchange agent? And the answer is yes. Anything you keep out of that is going to be taxed as boot, and, you know, over and above whatever tax you might pay on a 1031. And I know that sounds, you say, come again, Nathan? You're saying I could pay tax on a 1031? I thought it was tax-free. Well, if assuming all the variables of the next property you're buying are copacetic, then yeah, you can do a 1031 that pays no tax. But boy, we've reported on a lot of 1031s over the years, and people are always shocked that they didn't realize, oh, I've got to take out enough debt, or I've got to do this or that. So anyway, different question about cost segregation, and I presume, as part of that, collaterally bonus depreciation, wonderful option under the code for single family, less so for multifamily, unless you're the lead partner or the syndicator. And essentially, we undertake cost segs every year for clients on their new acquisitions, or we can go back retroactively as long as you want. Obviously, you've got to net out the depreciation you've already claimed. But if you're a real estate professional or your income is under the $100,000 or $150,000 mark, it may make sense for you. And we can look at it on a rule of thumb basis. If you want to know, you know, shoot me an email Nathan@npross.com. And by the way, the call number here, if you want to still try to get in, is 281-558-5738. But effectively, with segregating the cost, we're moving items in that construction out of the 27-and-a-half-year class, the normal dwelling class, the building or the home, over into the 5, 7, 10, 15-year class, which gives us the ability to write things off day one. It's pretty powerful, and we've got clients where that might translate to $30,000 or $35,000 on a $200,000 property. Depends on the components. And if you're able to claim the loss, and again, you got to be a real estate pro or you've got to be less than $100,000 to get all of the benefit, it's pretty potent. So anyway, one other thing, and by the way, that person that sent me that email, why don't you go schedule a call on the beaplanner.com website, and I can go into more detail. And if you'll fill out our intake forms, as with all callers that want to do a call with me, I'll be able to answer more specific questions. I wanted to just say generally, of course, tomorrow is Valentine's Day there. It's Valentine's Day now over here, although at 7 in the morning it's not. But in any event, I understand that we've got icy weather. I know I sent my business partner there in San Antonio an email earlier today, or a text that, you know, hey, it looks like it's going to be 11 degrees on Sunday. We need to button up, you know, faucets and things like that outside at my two properties. And just so you know, my two properties are multifamily, but a little bit different than what you'll find on the platforms. I'm in the Riverwalk area. Two blocks off. One of them's two blocks off the river. One of them's three blocks off in the nice part of the river, the King William Historic District and Lavaca neighborhood. So it's Southtown. And I operate those properties as corporate housing venues. People like HEB, USAA, the NCAA booked all of our units for a month surrounding the men's tournament two or three years ago. And we also do short-term rentals, you know, Airbnb. Booking.com, et cetera. So for my clients, I offer a friends and family promo code, assuming I have availability. So, you know, if any of y'all that are clients are interested in that, want to have a nice weekend and just a classy part of town, it's River Oaks, Montrose area, but with a Riverwalk running through it. So anyway, looks like we're getting ready to end the show, so I'm going to look forward to next week.
Contact.
Send me your questions to Nathan@npross.com or schedule a call. I'd love to chat with you. Again, I like your evenings are best for me, but hey, I can stay up a little while in my evening, your morning. So look forward to connecting with you. Okay, now I hear the music. So I'll sign off until next week and look forward to it.
Thanks for listening to Be a Planner Show with Nathan P. Ross, CPA. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 5 for another edition of Be a Planner Show.